Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
What if the key to solving a double homicide comes down to one bullet, but the science behind the bullet is just kind of guesswork? I'm Tony Bruschi. Today we're diving headfirst into one of the most controversial elements in the case against Richard Allen, the so-called forensic, and I'm putting it in air quotes, science of bullet markings. Prosecutors are betting everything on a single unspent bullet found at the Delphi crime scene, claiming it matches Allen's gun. But here's the problem. This science isn't airtight. It's not DNA. It's not a fingerprint. It's subjective and more like an opinion than a fact. And the deeper we go, the murkier the waters get. We'll break down how the state is building its case on tool mark analysis, a field that assumes the slightest mechanical nicks and scratches are unique enough to link a bullet casing to one specific gun. But what if those same marks could come from any number of firearms? What if investigators are chasing a mirage, convincing themselves of a connection that doesn't really exist? Beyond the courtroom, there's a bigger psychological question at play. Why would a system cling so fiercely to questionable evidence? Is it desperation for a conviction? A desire to close the case at any cost, even if it means bending the science to fit a narrative? What happens to public trust in a justice system if we convict the wrong man based on junk science? If Allen didn't do it and the science won't hold up, then the real killer has slipped through the cracks. But if the state can't prove its case with certainty, how does the town of Delphi and the grieving families move forward from all of this? It's a trial with very high stakes, built on fragile foundations. We're here to pull apart every twist and turn. Joining me is retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer. I was hoping that they would be proving us all wrong. Not that I hope Richard Allen is guilty, but I'm hoping they're going to figure out who the hell did this for the sake of these families. And if it's him, it's him. But I was thinking, just by the way they were so just belligerent, and the state is what I'm talking about, how Gull was so belligerent outside to any of their requests, any of their motions, to the public questioning, to the pressure that was put on it. We got our guy. We got our guy. Okay, well, let's see in court what you got. They got nothing. I mean, they're really not presenting a strong case. I was hoping there's a lot of things behind the curtain that we are just unaware of, and they're going to prove us wrong. They're proving their incompetency even better than I think we ever thought.
Well, you know, one of the pieces of evidence that came out that is confusing to me is the note where he says, I'm ready to confess.
Yeah.
And if you compare that, and again, we don't have the actual note. We have a replica where, in other words, that reporter's looking at it, and then on his notes or her notes, they're writing, they're mm-hmm. taking care to make it look exactly the same, right? Where
yeah.
capitals or slanted or mm-hmm. inserted at different places. But compare that note to the note he wrote when he wanted counsel. Mm-hmm. I mean, the note where he wanted counsel is beautiful writing. Mm-hmm. It's all, I mean, comparatively, it's all in line. It's well organized. That note that was presented, it looks like either the ravings of a madman or of a young child.
Yes.
It's a hot mess. And I just don't understand what change that would make one's style go from when you're asking for attorney, big deal, when you're getting ready to confess, a big deal, that the writing would change so strangely.
Well, a mental breakdown is what would cause
exactly that.
Being tortured for a year in solitary confinement when you haven't done anything wrong. That's what I think would lead to that. What's been your reaction thus far on the confessions themselves? Because this was a big one going in. We got 60 confessions, and all they've shown us thus far is a piece of paper, like you said, that looks like it was written by a madman or a child. I would say a drunk child at that, because I think even like a regular child that's not under the influence of something could probably write better. So I'm going to go with drunk 11-year-old writing that one is another possibility. But what about the confession? We've yet to hear one. I thought, you know, I think that was a big thing we were all thinking of. Okay, let's hear the audio of these confessions from the prison. We haven't heard anything. And I'm wondering why that is.
Well, you know, it's back to the order of proof. So whenever you're putting a case like this together, typically what happens is the prosecutor is going to sit down with the investigators, and they're going to work very deliberately on putting together the order of proof that's most convincing for a jury. Mm-hmm. Personally, for me, I see what they're doing. You know, they first of all want to shock the jury with all those photos, the autopsy photos. They want to grab the jury and say, somebody is going to pay for that. Mm-hmm. And guess what? We got the somebody, and he's sitting right there.
Yeah.
So I'm not at all surprised with that order that they decided to come out with. And now they're kind of doing this chronology. And I think they realize that their witnesses are weak, super weak, and their evidence is weak. So they're kind of getting this over right now in a lull, and then they want to hit home, I think, with the confessions and the ballistic information to have the last thing in the jurors' minds. So I think that that's, Tony, why they're doing the order of proof this way.
Do you think we're going to hear confessions? We're going to hear the actual audio of him making those confessions? Or do you think maybe that audio is just so weak and really the ravings of a madman that it's not really usable?
Well, they're going to have to play the confessions, I think, and introduce them. If they don't, they will be extremely remiss. But it's up to the prosecution to decide. I think the most important confessions, though, are the ones made early on. I believe there were 5, 4 to the wife and 1 to the mother. Mm-hmm. Those are most important because one could argue that, well, the other 50 some odd were made to make him look crazy, mm-hmm. and that really the good ones, the real ones, are the first 5. So I want to see what's in the first 5.
Yeah.
If they start picking and choosing, in other words, there's 61 and they take number, you know, 1 and 15 and 40,
yeah.
that says what they want to say, hopefully the defense, and the defense seems to be on top of this, hopefully the defense will you know, point that out and, yeah. and play the other ones. The defense for sure should play all 61.
I want to hear all 60. I want to hear every single one that is recorded and on the record, because I think that will show a very interesting human being right there. And it could go either way, I guess. But I don't think we're going to hear a very competent human being making all of those. Or it may digress, or it may, I don't know. I don't know what to expect. Let's talk about the ballistics here, because that seems to be the only thing that the prosecution thinks they have going for them, of this unspent bullet that was found on the ground after all of the officers came into the scene and took a look at it. And so God knows how many you had wandering around there at the scene. And if you just kind of play the odds of maybe somebody dropping a bullet, 10, 20, 30 officers wandering around this crime scene versus the one man who was walking around dropping a bullet who said he had nothing to do with it, was just out there hiking. I think your odds are clearly in one direction. But they have the argument of, well, it fits like it would have gone through his gun. The markings show that, which is also a science that's not super reliable. Why? What do they have here on this bullet that really they think they can show went through his gun and it wasn't cycled through any other of the many other guns who would have been on that scene from the officers?
Well, to me, the biggest item that I hope the defense did, and I don't know, I did see they already had one of their experts kicked out. I think they're called a metallurgist, basically somebody to talk about metal markings, but they weren't a firearms expert, had never testified about firearms. And so the Judge Gold said, you're out. Mm-hmm. But hopefully the tool marks expert, and that's what they're called, either hopefully has FBI experience, if not ATF experience, that are truly experts. In other words, that's what they did all day long, was sit in their chair and look at tool marks on cartridges and on, on bullets, on mm-hmm. spent rounds and so on. Hopefully that's what they've got. If they have someone like that, then I'll say again, hopefully they actually examined his gun.
Where is
against
his gun?
That. It should be in evidence.
Yeah.
But they should have pulled that out. And I never saw any orders along this line. And I tell you, I think this could be major, because you saw in the ruling by the judge just yesterday, I believe it was, saying, listen, plus, this guy, not only is he not a firearms expert, he is not an expert in terms of, he didn't look at it. He didn't look at Richard Allen's gun. He didn't conduct any ballistic shooting from Richard Allen's gun or ejection of a bullet from Richard Allen's gun. That's a big problem. So I'm hopeful that the defense knew to get Richard Allen's gun out of lockup, the evidence room, and actually perform these tests. What I also hope they did, or what they should have done, was taken similar Sig Sauer 40 caliber handguns and maybe tested 100 of them mm-hmm. that were produced in that exact same year, and even tried to find some that maybe had in the similar serial number strand, and see if the tool mark left from the ejection, from the ejector and the extractor match. Mm-hmm. That would be an amazing expert. If they get somebody on the stand that hasn't examined his gun and how it treated another bullet, mm-hmm. they're going to be in big trouble, the defense.
So here we are. What started as a search for justice now feels more like a game of smoke and mirrors. The state's reliance on dubious bullet science, combined with shaky confessions and weak witnesses, it paints a troubling picture of a justice system's priorities. Instead of facts, they're leaning on perception, trying to push a jury towards an emotional outrage outcome rather than offering them solid proof. And that's a dangerous game. The real tragedy? If Richard Allen is innocent, then a murderer has been out there for nearly a decade, unnoticed, unpunished, and free. And all because the system might have been too stubborn, or some individuals in the system might have been too stubborn, or too desperate to look beyond the first convenient suspect that came along. But here's the tough question. We're left with this to think about. If the prosecution's case collapses, will anyone in power admit they were wrong? Or will they quietly sweep it under the rug and move on to the next story? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date with this case and the others that we cover, be sure to press subscribe wherever you you are getting podcasts. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.